On Wednesday night, musicians will gather for a one-night-only benefit to support New York University faculty who are fighting the university's expansion plans for Greenwich Village. The expansion plans have led to a revolt among the university's faculty, with 37 departments passing resolutions to oppose the project, a $6 billion, 2 million square foot construction plan in the heart of Greenwich Village. The plans were approved by the City Council after a public hearing. WBAI's Rebecca Miles spoke to Professor Adam Becker, historian of religion at New York University, one of the faculty who has been speaking out against the expansion.
My concern is both for the neighborhood, but also there's a larger issue of governance that's arisen in this. That is, the university, well, the university is actually the faculty and the students and everyone else, but the administration, at least, has shown little concern for what we want for this university and for the neighborhood. And we are the university in the neighborhood. So my concern is both local issues, but also issues of how this institution is run, who's in charge. And it shouldn't be this kind of top-down kind of corporate model, because it's not a corporation, whereby the president and a few people in a back room make a decision and then implement it without any consideration of anyone else in the institution and their desires.
Why do you have that impression, that it shouldn't be run like that?
Historically, universities were oligarchic institutions. That is, as faculty, we are the decision makers, in fact. For example, if you look at the whole tenure process, there are committees made of faculty who determine that certain faculty members will remain within the institution. And that group of people is an oligarchy, and it's not an institution which is hierarchically organized, in fact. There are certain hierarchies in it, but not this top-down hierarchy where certain people make a decision and then it trickles down as in a corporation. It just doesn't work that way. And this is a larger trend in the American Academy as a whole. I mean, there's this shift towards this kind of corporate model. And you can see it also in hiring practices like outsourcing labor and various other areas.
And I also understand that 11 groups have filed a suit against the city for approving the expansion plan. What is that all about?
The lawsuit is a lawsuit against the city, that the decision, the process whereby the decision was made to allow this to pass was not kosher. So this is not a lawsuit. I mean, I think a number of people have mistaken this as a lawsuit that we're suing our university. It's rather a suit against the state that the process they weren't actually following the rules, and not everything was taken into account and consideration in the process whereby the decision was made.
But there was a large hearing and there was a lot of comments made. What didn't happen in the process that was missing?
Well, there's a general sentiment among many people who have been involved in this that our opinions were pretty much ignored. And that, I mean, there's always going to be a kind of a process whereby people can kind of get their grievances out. But those grievances aren't necessarily kind of listened to. And I think, yeah, the general sense is that nobody seemed to care about what the people in the neighborhood or people at the institution actually wanted. And I think right now, for example, what this benefit is about, it's about the lawsuit, because the lawsuit has to do with the city. But there's also an ongoing struggle within the university. And these are, I mean, it's the same battle or same war, rather, but there's different battles here. There's the issue with the city, and there's an ongoing issue, and it's getting very contentious within the university. A lot of people are very upset about this, that even if the university got the law on its side, like, that this is supposed to be a community where we actually have consent and respect one another's positions, and we actually listen to one another's positions and not just go, well, we've got the law, we can go forward, it's fine.
So you're having a benefit on Wednesday. This is to raise money for the lawsuit. Where is it, and who's going to be there?
It is at Le Poisson Rouge, which is at 158 Bleecker Street. So just actually in an area which will be affected more broadly by the expansion, west of where a lot of the construction is going to occur. For me, the big star, I mean, there's a bunch of people, but I was really excited and impressed that John Zorn he spontaneously said, oh, yeah, sure, I'll do this for you all.
Professor Adam Becker from New York University speaking with WBAI's Rebecca Miles.